It is a glorious early morning as I'm sat on a beautiful roof terrace at the Dog and Gun Inn with Anita, who is your host when you arrive at the Dog and Gun Inn over here. Anita, can you just... I think you're going to sell this better than me. Where is the location of the Dog and Gun Inn? Where would you say it is?
Officially, we're Sutton and Craven. It's our postal address. But everybody knows us as Glusburn, Cross Hills. We're actually on the A6068 to Colne. And if you come through Glusburn and Cross Hills, we're just outside the village as you're heading up to Colne.
And you can probably hear, actually, that we are just off the road. So it is a great, if you're travelling, a great place to pull in on the way. But it is very easy to get to because it's on the road. You've got a beautiful view over the hills behind you as well. So you can put your back to the road and just go, I am on the edge of the beautiful countryside here.
It's just like being on holiday, really. We've got a lovely view of the salt and pepper pots. And they were sort of done by the people that built Malsey's Hall, which became a school. Sadly, it's now closed, but we're right opposite there. But it was done as a sort of vista for them to look out to and enjoy the view. So
it's a man-made view.
It's a man-made view. Wow. Yes, it's, you can go up to it, you can climb it, we have done that.
And just in the foreground, when you look out over the sun terrace, and we'll talk more about the sun terrace in a moment, you've got your, where you do your smoking, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
And I don't mean cigarette breaks, smoked
we
food.
No, we don't do cigarette. No, actually smoked food. It's something we started some time ago. Ross loves sort of dabbling in all things different and things, so because he likes to go fishing, he likes to go shooting, we started smoking things as well. So our popular ones on the menu at the moment, we've got smoked salmon, we've got smoked duck, we've got smoked chicken, and we do our own smoked cheese as well. So we use those quite a lot in the menu.
And that's the beauty of a venue like yourselves, where it is completely, you know, family run. So everything is homemade. It's not chain food. You can tweak your menu when you need to. You can change how you do it because you're in charge. You're not having to adhere to the standards of a big pub chain, are you?
No, we're not. We don't have a template saying your peas have to go here and you have to have 10 chips there. We don't have any of that. No, it's entirely up to us. We have free rein.
And actually, as we're sat here, one of the things that makes you very special as well is that you use local suppliers. And as we're sat here, the potato delivery is just coming in, isn't it?
That's right, yes. Robert Wellock. We've used him. Well, he started up again on his own and we've used him for some time. He did work before with his brother at Richard Wellock's and we still use those for our fruit and veg. So it's nice to keep everything local. They're just sort of over the hill.
And we are looking down on the lorry delivering the potatoes because we are, as I was mentioning earlier, on the sun terrace. Now, you used to have a garden area where this sun terrace is, but you decided to extend the pub. But you didn't want to lose that outside area, did you?
No, absolutely not, because I think it's nice to be able to go and sit outside. So although you've got the bit out the front, which is lovely, you are quite next to the road then. But then we did have a wall and everything put up to keep it safer because it just used to be car park at the front when we first came. So we changed all that. And then we were keen to sort of keep a garden or an outdoor sitting area. So the roof terrace has just been brilliant. It's safe, so you can bring the children up, you can shut the gate, you can bring the dogs up. And when the weather's here, people come up and they don't want to leave.
Yeah. So just arrived at our table then is a selection of the smoked products that we mentioned a little bit earlier on. Just run me through what we've got on this amazing looking platter here, Anita.
We've got the smoked chicken that we talked about, and we've got our own mango chutney here that would be quite nice to go with that. We've got smoked duck, and we've got the apricot chutney to go with that that would work really well. And also with the apricot chutney, we've got, I don't know if you remember before, we talked about our Wowmans, and we've got the pork pie that Ellison's make for us, and they put our own apricot chutney through it, so it's kind of a mix of the two. So you've got a bit of that to try as well.
And just if you're thinking Wowmans, what is that? That is like your amazing Ploughmans that you do. And if you want to hear more about that, if you go onto our website strayfm.com, click on specialist shows, click on the food and drink show, you can scroll back and you can find our last recording from the Dog and Gun Inn and hear more about the Wowmans on that. And you've got your smoked salmon on here as well, haven't you?
Smoked salmon as well, yeah. And he's bought some beetroot and horseradish chutney, which I'm not a great lover of beetroot, but actually it goes really well with the salmon.
Should we start with the chicken?
Yeah, sure. There you go.
Thank you very much. You normally think mango chutney, you're thinking Indian.
Oh, no, we use it for all sorts of things, not just Indian.
Oh, it's very sweet.
Mm. I think people normally think of mango chutney being like the really runny stuff that you'd get in curry houses or whatever. And there's nothing wrong with that, but ours isn't that.
And you get that lovely sweet flavour, and then as that clears, the smoked flavour from the chicken comes through.
It's left in your mouth.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just lingers, that little smoky flavour just lingers in your mouth there as well. So the next thing we've got the smoked duck.
Yeah, and then we've got the apricot one, so if you want to grab a bit of that.
Do you know what? I've never tried an apricot chutney.
No, well, so here we go. I'm not a lover of apricots, but it's different when things are in chutneys. So.
Again, really sweet chutney. Mm. And then the duck comes through afterwards, and that's a really... What's really great about both these meats is they're both really tender.
Yeah.
I think sometimes when you get these pre-cooked meats when they're cold, sometimes they get a bit dry.
Really dry, yeah, and they're not like that at all. I think that's people's preconceived idea of smoked stuff. And oh, I don't like smoked stuff, you know, but they haven't tried it. So why don't you try a bit of the pork pie?
Okay, I will. Well, yeah, there's just a really light hint of the apricot in there.
Mm, it's lovely.
And, of course, your smoked salmon there as well. And just arrived on the table, that is your smoked cheese, isn't it?
Yes. And what chutney have we got here, Russ?
Just a Yorkshire plum and fruit chutney, really. It's a Yorkshire, our most popular, it must be said.
So this has got the Timothy Taylor Landlord, which is one of the main ales that you sell here, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes, it is. Popular again, local. That's why we're here.
And we should just say hello to Ross, who's just joined us as well. So Ross, Anita's other half.
I'm the one that's kept out the back in the shed most of the time while Anita does all the work. But I just thought I'd bring you some of the cheeses and things to try.
Mr. Smokehouse himself over there. Yeah, lovely. Again, the sweetness of the chutney is lovely. And then the cheese, again, takes a little while just to cut through.
It's a mature cheddar. It's then coated in paprika, which gives it some colour and helps take the smoke flavour in. But it's smoked over apple wood. So it's the wood that we burn when we're smoking it is from apple trees, effectively. So that it tends to give it a bit of a lighter flavour smoke rather than the oak or alder or anything else that you might use for salmon or something a bit stronger. It just keeps the flavour lighter.
You compare that to some of those cheeses, they often look like little sausages that you buy in the supermarket, which have probably got an essence of smoke in them rather than actually been smoked. And that just has that really light flavour. It's not overpowering, it's just a lovely light smoke.
I know you're not keen on smoked salmon, but given that you should just try a little bit because you can't say you don't like it.
Okay, this is it, because I'm going to come clean. I'm not a massive fish fan. I'm going to go for this.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Well, it's... Do you know what? Doesn't taste of fish at all.
No, exactly. That's why I said just try a little bit. It's like smoked salmon is completely different. I don't eat a lot of fish. I'm quite a peasant, really. I'll eat battered haddock or whatever, normal stuff. But, you know, all your posh fish are out. But smoked salmon that we do, I love it.
And that's got a little bit of a kick to it, that horseradish, hasn't it, Ross?
Yeah, well, it's the horseradish through the beetroot. It's a combination that works well together. And we add a sneaky little bit of chilli in there as well, because the horseradish, the heat is lost. A lot of the heat is lost when you cook it. So you just need to perk it up a bit afterwards, but it does make it...
Tiny bit of chilli just to add that little kick in there. Yeah, lovely. As we said before, all of these smoke products are available to take away with you as well. So you can try them on the Wellmans and other menu items. If you love them, you can take them away with you as well. So down to the Dog and Gun and enjoy it. If people would like to find out more, perhaps get in touch, maybe book a table with you, how can they do that?
They can do it online or they can give us a ring. You can just turn up, you don't have to book... Sometimes we're busy, but I don't like turning people away, so I like to fit you in.
And just remind us, what's the website address?
It's www.dog-and-gun-in.co.uk.
Anita, Ross, thank you so much. I'm going to have a bit more smoked duck.